to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, my name is Pastor Chaco Varghese, speaking from Parkland, Florida. This is Word of Eternal Life, part of the Life Eternal Ministries. We have spoken the last message concerning God's eternal plan. In order to give some understanding on the basic of foundational things about God's eternal plan, I have discussed in the last message about the creation of the universe and then about Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who was and who is, who will be, continue the Son of God, and who is the Word or Memra in Aramaic. And I just mentioned this just to put the groundwork. And I mentioned that Christ came, the Word became flesh. Now, if this eternal plan of God, if somebody asks, how did you know about this eternal plan of God? The only answer I can give you or the person is that we get to know about God and the universe and the creation from one book called the Holy Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, which was spoken by God to the people in the Spirit. God's Spirit spoke to them through the Spirit, and the Spirit of man received it, and we have them written by the same prophet or his associate or somebody who is related to it. Now, how would you hear God's message? Only by connecting with God. There's a way you connect with God. First, you must believe in God. Second, you need to receive Him, and you accept His Spirit move in you. God is a Spirit, and He will communicate with your spirit. If God was created, no, we were created by God. So many people think they can create their own God. That's how we have too many gods and goddesses in the world. Because the true God appeared to Abraham in the time God was revealing himself. And then we said Moses wrote the first five books. And then the history of Jews were written in relating to their movement because of Abraham. God chose Abraham so that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, through his family. And Christ came in this coming present season of Christmas, as everybody celebrating it, through the great-grandson of Abraham. And Judah's tribe came as the kings in the Israel tribes, and Jesus was born in the tribe of Judah. Now, we were talking about the creation. Christ, the light of the world, his light was coming into the universe, into the earth, through the Word, because He was the Word, He was the Scripture, which God was speaking through the prophets, and His Scripture was coming to the world. There was a man named John came to prepare the way for the Word or the light. John came as a witness to testify the world about the Word or the Memra. The true light, which was the Memra or the Word, which was coming into the world, according to the Gospel of John chapter 1. The world was in darkness, which did not comprehend the light, which was the Word, which was coming into the world. How was this light? The Word was coming into the world. First, the Word or this light created everything visible and invisible. This light shined in the darkness. Secondly, the Word was coming into the world by men of God. They prophesied from the Word and prophesied to the people who lived in each generation. Enoch prophesied from the Word at the time Enoch lived. Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Then after Enoch, Noah preached and prophesied on the coming of flood and salvation through the ark which God asked him to build, and built an ark according to the command of God, and he was saved by the ark and his three children and their wives and his wife. Eight people got saved from the ancient world. There are multitudes of people. They were all dead in the flood because the message of salvation was, if you enter the ark, you will be saved. The ark was a very big ship which was designed by God's measurement. God gave the measurement of making that ship. That ship's measurement, if you compare that with today, it is one of the ship like a modern ocean liner ship. It's on similar type of construction. Abraham was chosen because he was seeking God. He worshipped the true God and the God of the universe. He appeared to him. God appeared to Abraham and gave him blessings. In the chapter 12 of Genesis 1 to 7, God gave him seven blessings. One of the blessings was about the Word, which is the Memra or Christ. It said, your seed will be born, and his seed through him, the whole world will be blessed. John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is none other than the Son of God, promised through the seed of Abraham and son of David. Now David, in the lineage of Abraham, become the lineage of Abraham's great-grandson Judah, and David becomes the king. And his son, lineage of David, Jesus was born. About this word, John the Baptist testifies. John was appointed by God in order to testify and prepare the way of his son's coming. So John's father, priest Zechariah, had received the prophecy and vision on the birth of John the Baptist, his son. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, elderly couple, received their blessing by God providing him or them a son at their old age. It is written in the book of Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 11 to 25. John the Baptist's ministry was foretold by prophet Isaiah at least 735 years before the birth of John the Baptist. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, makes his path straight. Mark Gospel 1, chapter verse 3. John testified, he is only a voice, not the one to come. But he testified Jesus of Nazareth as the Lamb of God. John chapter 1, verse 29. Then John chapter 1, verse 30 to 34, John testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. Jews asked John by sending priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" John confessed, "I am not Christ." "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" And John said, "No, I am not Elijah." But why what the scripture says, Elijah comes first. Praise God. In the prophecy of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord." This is about Elijah and another witness coming to preach in Jerusalem before the day of the Lord. Now, the prophets, Jonah, Zephaniah, Haggai, Malachi, Zechariah, all prophets have told about a day called the Day of the Lord. This particular Day of the Lord is the a day which will God will do his vengeance to all people and all nations of the world who have persecuted his church and his disciples, and also the once good Israelite people. Now, John the Baptist is a type of Elijah who came before the first coming of the Lord to prepare the way for Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, verse 11 to 25, the angel Gabriel declared the birth of John the Baptist to his father, priest Zechariah. It says, "He will go on before the Lord, with the Lord which going to be Jesus, with the spirit and power of Elijah." Now, was John the Baptist the Elijah who was to come? Matthew 11:14 says, Jesus answered this, and that John the Baptist is the Elijah who is to come. Means, as per Gabriel said to Zechariah, with the power and spirit of Elijah, but not the real Elijah in person. It's a comparison. It's a parable-like simile that John the Baptist is a type of Elijah, not the real Elijah. He will come with the power and spirit of Elijah. He did not come as Elijah. Now, about what I said about Malachi 4:5, that God will send prophet Elijah and another witness before the day of the Lord, that is a different time. The Jews got totally confused. They did not understand the prophecy that John the Baptist is a type of Elijah, not the real Elijah, and the real Elijah will return and do miracles and wonders in Israel before the last coming of the Lord Messiah, which is Jesus Christ. That is the future which is to happen. So, the type of anointing of Elijah, which had been on John the Baptist. Now, we know when Elijah went up to heaven, he dropped the blanket which he was carrying. It was his mantle. And Elisha took it, his disciple, and he received the double portion of the power of the Spirit on Elijah, which was Spirit of God on him. So Elisha actually worked like a type of Elijah, and he had the double portion of the power of the Spirit. The same way, John the Baptist was in the power and spirit of Elijah. Then, are you the prophet? The third question they asked John the Baptist, he says no. They are referring to a prophet spoken by Moses. in the prophecy of coming of Christ. But Moses did not spoke the name Christ, but he said there will be a prophet like me will be coming among you. This is the verse, Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 to 18. God will raise a prophet like me from among you. Me means Moses. Moses is telling through the Holy Spirit a prophecy to the Israel that God will raise a prophet like me from among you. Here again, a prophet like me, which means in the previous one we discussed was a prophet like Elijah, which was John the Baptist. Here, Moses speaking about a prophet like me is another person who will do similar things like me. Well, what did Moses do? Moses delivered Israelites from Egypt bondage. Now, the coming prophet, which Moses is prophesying about, he is supposedly Messiah. The Messiah will save his people from their sins. When Gabriel spoke to Joseph, the earthly to be father of Mary's husband, going to be Mary's husband, Joseph, Gabriel told him, the one who is going to be born will be called Jesus, which means he will save his people from their sins. So Jesus means the one who saves from sins. So he is the Savior. So Moses was the Savior for people's bondage, but Jesus is the Savior from people's spiritual bondage. The nation of Israel and all the people of the world, those who believe in him, will receive eternal life from deliverance from the bondage of Satan. Until you accept the deliverer and receive the deliverer so that you have deliverance, then you will release from the bondage of Satan. Until you are delivered from the bondage of Satan, you are under the bondage of Satan and you own. Satan owns you. You belong to the devil. Until you accept the Savior, your sins are not forgiven. God will not release you from Satan. God cannot pay the punishment of your sin. The punishment of your sin is Jesus Christ and his death. His blood deliver you from the devil. The blood the Israelites applied on their door panels at the time the Passover was happening, the blood of the lamb they taken, and the blood was applied according to the commandment of God by Moses. And Moses proclaimed this to all the Israelites. You apply the blood of the lamb, and then the blood will deliver you. The angel of death will pass over you. That is called Passover. And you are saved because of the blood protected you. Here, Jesus, his blood, deliver you, protect you from Satan. Once you accept him, you are the one to make your salvation happen, because you have to accept the deliverer, which is Jesus Christ, who died for your sins. You reject Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, and his blood cannot deliver you because you are not receiving or accepting it. Until that time, you are under the curse, you are under Satan, Satan rules over you. As long as Satan rules over you, you do wrong things. Your thinking, your ideologies, your looking, your working, your everything you do is corrupted by Satan. Satan mischievously cheated you. You are under his control. You cannot do anything right. You may do some right, more things wrong. That is because the power of Lucifer, satanic forces of evil, rules over you. Now, only person who can deliver you is Jesus Christ. So, going back to the Moses question, so I Israelites has Moses as their prophet, leader, and deliverer from Old Testament. They were supposed to be believe in the prophet after Moses and the coming of Messiah. They were continue wait for this Messiah. Moses and all the prophets after them, until John the Baptist, were preparing them to meet the Messiah whom Moses told them about. You see, after Moses, I want to repeat this, God wanted them to listen to the prophets of God, through whom God gave many, many messages, their prophecies, and they all were talking to Israelites to straighten their life and prepare yourself and follow God, remove all the idols, and don't worship the idols of the nations. Rather, follow God and continue believing Him until the Messiah will arrive. When Moses told them about Messiah in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, this is what God, Moses, wanted them to do. Between Moses and the last prophet of Israel, Malachi, the entire Israel lost their track, except a remnant of Israelites always waited upon the coming of Messiah. In every generation, there was a remnant, a small number of people who really obeyed God and waited upon the Messiah. The rest became unbelieving and idol worshippers and lived like the Gentiles. So Israel lost their land, their temple. They became exiled in the subjection of Assyrian emperors. The northern kingdom, 721 BC, in the last time they were exiled. In the BC 721, the Sargon II, the Assyrian emperor, have completely removed Israelites, a good number of them, and put them in outer another nations. So later Judah also followed the sins of Israel and got exiled to Babylon and Persia and the other Middle Eastern countries. See, when you don't obey God and listen, do not obey completely to the commandment through Moses God has given, and they were sinning against God, they were worshiping idols, they were doing all the detestable things, abomination to God, and they have committed sins before God. So that God punished them. Though Judah returned from captivity and the temple was restored, rebuilt, and worship was established with the leadership of Zerubbabel, Joshua the high priest, etc., the people of Judah and their leaders went under Roman rule, praise God, and there was a wild time of battle between the Seleucus dynasty and the Ptolemy dynasty in Egypt and in Syria. They were running all over Palestine. They were running all over the Jewish people until the Roman Empire came, Pompey came and took over Palestine. Now, they're really crying for Messiah, but when Messiah really came, they did not accept. They wanted a Messiah who will come and defeat the Romans, free them from their king, be their king, and at first advent of Messiah was to save them and the world from sin. And this part of the Jewish Israelites or the Jewish people did not understand. Their leaders did not teach them. properly. They only wanted to continue being Jewish, continue being their religion grow, rather than their spiritual deliverance. Now, they were waiting for the Messiah. The Messiah came, and his name is Jesus Christ. Every history tells us, every document tells us, every prophecy concerning this person says he was the Messiah. Now we continue this message in the next session. May the Lord richly bless you. And I would like to give you the address for our ministry support. The ministry support address is 2960 Southwest MAP Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida, PALM City, Florida 34990. Otherwise, you can also write to 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, TERRACE, Parkland, PARKLAND, Florida 33076. And if you have any prayer request, or you like to talk to me, or you want to email to me, write my email address, P like Peter, R like Robert, dot, CHACKOV, I like Victor, gmail.com. So that's PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com. May the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com.
Tomorrow, strength for today. When shall